Iconic Irish musicians now featured on Stamps, the late Shane McGowan, the late Sinead O'Connor, together on Haunted. Now, our next guest brought us the president who forgot his glasses. I don't know if they were very folk or not. He forgot his cat, rescued by his dog, and almost missed his own birthday. And he's brought us through history, space, and up a mountain. And his new book is The Great Discovery, where he returns to the dead zoo. Peter Donnelly, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ray. Delighted to be here speaking to you.
Is it sixth or seventh?
I think it's eight.
Is it? Because I was just counting them there on the back. And there's one,
they
two,
only put
three.
The bestsellers on the back.
Oh,
no, I think it's number eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's number eight that I've written.
Yes.
Yeah.
So not only do you write these children's books, but you illustrate them as well.
And I do indeed. I'm very lucky to illustrate.
That's where you started, because you were an animator.
Yes. Originally, I was an animator, and it's not an unusual crossover for animators to evolve into picture book makers. But yes, I was an animator for many years.
Did you come out of Ballyfermot or no?
I didn't. I'm old enough to exist before Ballyfermot, actually.
Right.
I was one of the first artists, first crew, I suppose, when Don Bluth Studios came.
Oh,
to
Sullivan
Dublin.
Bluth.
Sullivan Bluth.
Cunningham Road.
Cunningham Road, building still there. And
tell people what the feature length animation that they made. He'd come from Disney, hadn't he?
He came from Disney. He was one of the directors in Disney, and he would have, I suppose, been unhappy at the time with the quality of the Disney movies had gone down. And he kind of wanted to revitalise like really, really solid animation. Anyway, there was a kind of a walk out there, and he brought a crew with him, and he went and made his first movie, The Secret of Nim. But it was looking to set up a studio, and the IDA stepped in and kind of backed him up, and he started a studio on Cunningham Road and began making movies there.
And he was doing traditional, the 24 drawings per second.
Absolutely, 24. So you can figure that out. Movie, in those days, a movie was probably just over an hour, not like 3 hour movies now. But
A lot of drawing,
hand drawing before computers. So one of the original and one of the last breed, I suppose, of hand drawn animation.
Yeah.
And I was very lucky. I had applied to art college and didn't get in, assuming that I would get in, because I often tell the story that I went to school in Finglas. I lived in Finglas, and there was two guys in the class, myself and the other guy, and we were kind of the two arty guys. And I just assumed, because like I was in the top two, that when you leave school, you're in the top two in the world, and realised, no, you're not.
That's not the way it works.
I didn't get into art college. But I never looked back. I ended up getting a job at Don Bluth very shortly after. So I was very, very lucky, yeah.
Yeah. And the illustrations in the book, The Great Discovery, Mr. Grey Returns. The illustrations are lovely, really lovely.
Thank you very much. Yes.
So Mr. Grey works in the museum.
He does indeed.
And it's reopening. Is that it?
In real life, it isn't.
No, I know, but in the book.
I know, yeah. Well, look, this is the second book in the series. Yeah. And the problem was, when I brought the first book out, it closed. The museum actually closed.
Yeah.
And I've brought the second book out now.
It's closed again.
So I don't know whether I'm putting a hex on the museum. I don't know. But yes, Mr. Grey is the fictional keeper of the dead zoo in my books. Yeah.
We've spoken to Nigel Monaghan over the years.
Nigel, yeah.
And he was the Mr. Grey, I suppose.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you spent a lot of time in the Dead Zoo, the Natural History Museum, and you yourself and Nigel became very good friends.
Well, I got to know him, yeah. I got to know him, and he like a fantastic supporter of my work and books. Yeah. He shares everything I put out there. But and it seemed an expert on the Irish deer, or commonly known as the Irish elk, and which features in my book. And I felt...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. But we all know that, you know, it's one of the main attractions in the Natural History Museum.
Yes, and in your book.
And he's a bit of an expert on the Irish deer in particular, Nigel is. And he retired. He's the retired keeper. And I kind of felt in honour of Nigel and the support he gives me with my books. I got in touch with him and I said, do you mind if I name a dog after you?
Right.
A pug in my new book. And... he said, absolutely, go for it.
Nigel features.
So Nigel features in the book, which is and somebody,
Nigel is an accidental archaeologist.
Absolutely. A bone finder. A little bit probably like Nigel, probably has an obsession with finding antique bones in the ground.
Yeah.
There's a new dead zoo lab which will be developed in the Riding School at the National Museum of Ireland Collins Barracks site from spring 2025.
That's yeah, I believe they're doing something while the Natural History Museum's closed down. I think they're transferring some stuff over there just to keep the whole interest alive, I suppose. Because it's supposed to be closed for a couple of years, I think. It's big work on the roof, I believe.
Did you start writing children's books when your children were of a book reading age, the books that you were writing?
I didn't publish, but like before I wrote these books, I illustrated a lot of other people's books. Uh-huh. Now, they were a lot of Irish books, as in school books and things like that. But I had a renewed interest in children's books when my daughter was young. And I was telling your producer, Adam, there yesterday that I'd bring her into the shops to pick a book and make sure she picked a book that I wanted to look at, really. So all her books, I read the books I wanted, but she likes them. I began to write stories then. I said, I must give this a shot. I must give it. But it never materialised until years later.
Then Michael D. Higgins came along. Never named, but
yeah, it was around the time I wanted to write. I had an idea for a book and he was the last part of the jigsaw of that book. That was the president's glasses. So I'd kind of written the book with this kind of fictional person in it. It wasn't the president. And then I kind of said, like, you know, wouldn't it be great to have a character that kind of people are familiar with, even though it's not him, seemingly. And I popped him into the book. And I think that's what really kind of worked for it.
Like my 12-year-old son still regularly asks me, is Michael D. Higgins the best president in the world? You know,
the only president in the world. Yeah. Well, it was at the time when Donald Trump became president as well, so I had a choice. The front of the book is orange. But it was great. Like, I'm forever grateful that that book came along because it really kind of worked.
Now, The Great Discovery is Peter Donnelly's new book, and I want to give it a big mention, The Great Discovery, Peter Donnelly, because you won't be available to do as much promo as you usually do because...
Well, this is a strange thing about, like, all the success I've had with these books has run parallel with some serious health issues I've had. And not for the first time I've had a cancer diagnosis, so... Unfortunately, when I released The President's Glasses, I think I was in the middle of promoting that, and I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which, for any listeners who are not aware, it's a blood cancer, which is treatable, but not curable in most cases. But I got through it, and that was 2017, and I was always told, you know, to look out, you know, for symptoms, this thing can come back. And I got remission in October 2017, it was grand, but... This summer was a bit of a summer of worry, and I was only recently diagnosed with throat cancer, which was crazy.
You know? Right, now I know you haven't really processed that yet, so...
Just in the middle of it was an ongoing thing, it was drip-fed, kind of, because a lot of investigation involved in it, like, you know, it was only in the last recent weeks.
Yeah, well, we wish you well.
Oh, well, thank you, Ray.
The Great Discovery... Peter Donnelly, the book's out there. You'll recognise Peter's work. It's immediately recognisable and is as good and engaging and warm as all the previous books. And thanks for coming in, Peter.
Ray, thanks very much.
Thank you so much. All right, cheers. Lovely to meet you.
All right.